Hello and welcome to Master Your Coaching Biz, a podcast for rising coaches and entrepreneurs who want to design the life of their dreams and make a massive impact on the world while building an inspired, successful, and profitable business. I'm your host, Cheryl Thacker, Master Board Certified Coach, Trainer, ICF Mentor Coach, International Speaker, and founder of Successful Coaches Enterprise. I believe that every coach has a unique gift to present to the world, and I'm humbled that I've had the opportunity to work with hundreds of coaches and entrepreneurs on their journey to mastering their business. Join me each week as we explore all things coaching to master your business with tools, techniques, and strategies to create and market your products, get visible, make an impact, and grow your business. Listen in on interviews with leading coaches and entrepreneurs sharing their stories and best tips to teach, inspire, and empower you. Observe coaching sessions, participate in Q&A, and learn how to master your mindset to enhance your coaching skills. Are you ready to build the life and business of your dreams while doing what you love? Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome to today's episode. Today's guest is Mitchell Levy, and Mitchell is a global credibility expert and a two-time TEDx speaker. He's also an international best-selling author of over 60 books. So welcome, Mitchell. We're so excited that you're here with us today.
It is great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about yourself.
You know, when people say that, it means so many different things. So let's do a minute worth of silly stuff, but important. Been in Silicon Valley for 35 years, been happily married for 33. Have a son who is 24, and if we put it in Silicon Valley parlance, he's successfully launched. And throughout my career, I've sat on the board of a NASDAQ firm for 9 years. I've created 4 different executive business programs at Silicon Valley universities. I've run 4 CEO networking groups for a decade. I got 3 different businesses. One of them is book publishing. We've published over 750 books. Another is in part of the Marshall Goldsmith 100 Coaches. So executive coaching is another one of my business. And a third is our focus on credibility. And Cheryl, that came about. I went on a self-prescribed Napoleon Hill journey where I interviewed 500 thought leaders on credibility between 2019 and 2020. And, you know, I thought I was doing it so I get a book, you know, kind of like the Think and Grow Rich. I get my own version of that. Mm-hmm. I did get the book, but I also got a life purpose that has guided me since July of 2020. It's very powerful.
Yeah, awesome. That sounds amazing. But today we're actually going to focus in on the credibility piece, right?
Absolutely.
Tell me, or tell the audience, why is it important to have credibility, especially getting into the field of coaching?
You know, the most important part of when you're coaching somebody else is that they feel safe, that they feel that they're in a container, that they feel like you could help, that they trust you, that they're confident with you, that you have their best interest at heart. And how do you do that? You do that with credibility. There are 10 elements associated with credibility. And what it does is it allows you to show up in such a way where the person on the other side just trusts you because they're in a, best way I could think about it, you've created a safe container where they can actually show you who they really are, show you where they want to go. By the way, sometimes where they want to go is not really where they want to go. Mm-hmm. It's where the marketing cookie cutter approaches have suggested they go. And by the way, being credible when you don't know an answer is I don't know that answer, or I've never done this before. And if you'd like me to explore it, let me explore it and I'll talk more about it next week after I've talked to a couple of people or do some research. That is credibility.
Yeah, awesome. All right. And so sometimes new coaches have imposter syndrome because they feel like they don't have that credibility. And it actually creates kind of a block to getting started or to scaling or, you know, getting something accomplished in the business. And that's part of the reason why I do this podcast is to help them get over some things like that. But today we're going to give them something interesting. I've not done this before, but we're going to actually give them an example of what you call CPOP. Can you explain that to us?
Absolutely. So This CPOP is one of those things that we're born on. CPOP stands for Customer Point of Possibilities. And so when we go through this exercise together, and specifically for those who, if you can think about your CPOP, you don't have to think about imposter syndrome. So let's make sure we cover that anymore, because that can go away if you do this properly. And the reason it came about, and this is not just for new coaches, 98% of the thought leaders I interviewed could not articulate who they served and how they serve them in 10 words or less. So Cheryl, that's what we're going to do. So I'm going to ask a couple of different questions. We'll come up with your CPOP. And the reason why this is important, think of this as a mechanical way where you can articulate your purpose. By the way, if you're articulating your purpose, if there's a playground you play in that you love playing in, how can you be an imposter in your own playground? It's the playground you've created that you want to play in, right? And so the first question, typically the way it's structured, it's who you serve. And then the second component of it, part of the gift you can get is there's a 1-hour asynchronous course you can go through. But this is the summary of the course. So who do you serve? And then it's either what is the pain point you're actually addressing or what is the pleasure point that you're delivering? And we can do both those in less than 10 words. And so, Cheryl, for you, by the way, thanks for agreeing to go live and letting us do this together. I often say, if you look at 80% of the revenue coming in the door, who is that audience?
It's typically new coaches up to about 3 years after certification. So people either coming out of certification, they've been trying to do things for a year or two, maybe three, but not really putting themselves out there too much, not really knowing what to do, how to do it, when to do it type thing.
Perfect. I think I can get that into two words. All right. The next question is, what is the pain point they're experiencing? Or potentially, let's do both the pain point, but somehow I think it feels like the pleasure point's going to win on this point. By the way, it depends on who you are, whether or not the pain point is worth addressing or the pleasure point's worth addressing. So tell me the pain point. Let's start there.
Well, there's a lot of pain points, but I think the main pain point that I've seen is that they really want to have their own business and be full-time in their business and leave their day job. I think that's the biggest pain point. Like, they have to work for somebody else. There's like everything that goes along with that. Working their schedules, they don't have that time freedom. You know, they don't have the freedom to make their own choices. I think that's the main pain point that I see, that they have to continue to work for somebody else.
Oh, and that's really about 80% of your business, is that? That's interesting.
Well, I do work with those new coaches. So those are the ones that are trying to really start up their business and leave their jobs.
If we turn that on the pleasure side, what's the pleasure point? What are they getting that they get excited about? When they're done, what is nirvana?
Yeah, so I think it's freedom. And I think it's just the different components of freedom. So there's like the time freedom, there's the decision freedom. Like, they can decide what they want to do. They can decide when they do it. You know, they don't have to ask for permission to take time off. They don't have to, you know, they can create their own schedules, just that freedom piece. And then I think, of course, the income as well. They're able to sustain themselves and their families. And as far as the time freedom, like, they can be home when their kids come home, they can pick them up from school, they can, you know, all those things that like working moms and dads aren't able to do typically, or their kids are in, you know, daycare or childcare or after school care or whatever. And so now they don't have to do that. I think those are the pleasure points, just being able to have the freedom to spend more time with family and to make decisions that are best for themselves and their family.
Oh, super cool. All right. So, by the way, I've written down two so far in terms of CPOPs, and I've done this over 1,000 times. So it's something I've experienced. And by the way, when there's enough demand for this concept of a CPOP, I'll create a certified CPOP specialist program, because this is something that, as coaches, this is what we actually should be doing with our clients, right?
Yeah.
On the pleasure side, tell me a little bit more. So they want out of their day job. They want to have a, you said, sustainable life-ish. It feels to me a little bit like it's there's a particular goal they want for their lives, and they want to live it. And they feel that coaching is the answer to that.
Oh, okay. So if we go back to purpose, or, you know, the reason why they want to be a coach, It's because they are helpers and they can't fulfill the extent of helping people that they want to, like in their day jobs or in their whatever, if they're volunteering elsewhere or whatever. Like they want to help people, they want to change lives, and they feel like they have that purpose to do it. And whether that's experience, and typically it is, like something they've been through that they want to help other people go through easier, quicker, less expensively, whatever the reason is. But yeah, they have a mission. They're the helpers, and they want to help other people be successful in whatever area that is. It could be different areas, but yeah, they want to help others. And that's what I love about working with coaches, is because they are the people that are the helpers, and they just want to give back, and they want to help other people be successful. And that means that they need to be successful. Cause I talk about the oxygen mask on an airplane. You need to have that oxygen mask on you first before you can give it to somebody else. And that's what I try to help them do.
All right. Got it. I got three. The first one is a little bit more the pain point. And now I did something interesting. I don't know if it's not really the right way to spell newer. I put N-E-W, double quotes, So newer, right? Mm-hmm. So newer coaches is sort of the who you serve. And the pain point is wanting to leave their day jobs. That's okay. It attracts, that's sort of probably more of the new coaches. But, mm-hmm. you know, so once again, I felt a little more comfortable with the two pleasure points. Mm-hmm. So the two pleasure points were either newer coaches living the life they want. That's not bad. A little bit more airy-fairy, mm-hmm. which, by the way, is not atypical to how you show up, you personally. So that may fit and resonate with you. The last one that came up with that last question is newer coaches changing lives.
I like that.
Now, you could stop right there. But what I also wrote was newer coaches changing lives, and then you do a small pause, including their own.
Yeah, I love that. I actually love that a lot.
But by the way, that's the right reaction. So, let me tell you what's next, right? Typically, what I'll say is you now need to activate this. So a couple conversations today, talk about it. When you wake up in the morning, say, okay, what's my CPAP? And if this rolls off the top of your head, you're, oh my God, this is it. What comes next is truly activation is doing something every day with it for about 30 days. So start looking at, this will give you, this is what's really cool. You got a new lens. So when you now look at the world and you look at your LinkedIn profile, you're going to know exactly what to change. When you look at your website, you're like, oh, this stuff doesn't belong anymore, or this stuff needs to be highlighted. What happens is this acts as your compass. And when you have a compass, you see the world by your now new North Star. And it will change everything, because when you start speaking this way and you start surrounding yourself and playing, I often call your CPAP your playground. When you start playing your playground in the way that people can see and recognize you, a couple things happen. You're a little bit more excited. People see you. They love you. What's also very, very relevant, it's easier for people to refer you. By the way, I can't forget this CPAP, right? Newer coaches changing lives, including their own. Actually, I know exactly, I got one person right now that she needs you, right? And that's the thing to be thinking about is when you're speaking your CPAP, you're really putting yourself in the mind of your referral partner who wants a quick and easy way. Because what happens next is they're going to say, tell me more. And tell me more is within a minute or so. What do you do? We talked about that.
Yeah.
I like it.
Nice I love job. It. Thank you. And that was a great example. And I'm excited to tell them where to go to actually get free access to your membership, where they can get this course. You said it's about an hour course where they can kind of develop their own, right? Their own CPAP. So Absolutely. Tell us about that.
We have a membership community called Credibility Nation. It is $35 a month. When you go to credibilitynation.com, you can get the first month free. After you do that, you could either go to under learning is where we have this course, or there's also another URL that will be shared in a chat that'll take you directly to the course. And it's called Articulating Your CPAP. And it's 1 hour. It's asynchronous. And the opportunity for you there is to actually go through all the mechanics that we just went through, and also a little bit more of the rationale and the reasoning behind it, so that you can come up with the CPOP that will work for you and then how you can use it going forward.
Awesome. All right. So the website is credibilitynation.com, right? And then the membership is $35, but the free gift is for you guys to get this for 30 days free. So you can get the membership for 30 days free. And then within that 30 days, you can go and do that asynchronous course.
So take the course. And by the way, if this is exciting to you, one of the things that we do, and we do this once a quarter, is we have what's called the Ultimate Credibility Bootcamp. And so you'll see that as part of Credibility Nation. And what we do with the bootcamp is we help you show up personally, credibly. So imposter syndrome goes away when you live in your playground. And then we also help you show up. We show you what you need to do to show up credibly asynchronously. Your social media, your website. How do you reinforce your CPOP? That's the Ultimate Credibility Bootcamp. So come to Credibility Nation. You're going to learn a lot of stuff there. Certainly take the course. And if the bootcamp's for you too, we'd love to have you.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Mitchell. I got so much out of this. And I hope you guys did too. I really liked actually doing this live. So that was cool. Thank you for joining us. And hey, guys, thanks for tuning into the episode today. And I hope you go and check out Mitchell's membership and the course and the bootcamp if that resonates with you. We'll see you on the next episode. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. You were awesome.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening in today. I'm so glad we got to spend this time together. If you love today's show, please consider leaving me a review on the Apple Podcast app so other coaches can find the podcast. For more information about me, visit successfulcoaches.com. For daily inspiration and affirmations, follow me on Instagram at Coach Cheryl Thacker. Be sure to send me a DM so I can say hello. Until next time, to your success.